This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Close calls on the road. As the old saying goes, I don't want to put my dirty mouth on it. As mi compañera frequently counsels about death and disasters, don't open the window, warning that even the mention or premonition is almost causal. Having driven over 100,000 miles in my truck in hardly 4 years, and as United reminds me every time I go near the counter, I have way over 1 million miles just on their airline, not counting Delta, American, a bunch of no-namers and long-goners. U.S. airlines regularly tout their current safety records. Traffic facilities, on the other hand, are an annual killing machine of near cancerous proportions. I have to admit, though, sometimes while daydreaming on the road or in the air, I challenge my declining math skills and wonder if, with each flight or mile on the road, are the odds starting to run against me? I don't waste any time in the air in this regard since it's so totally out of my control. On the other hand, like most drivers, I continue to convince myself that on the road, I control my own destiny. Then there's the superfog crashes on I-55 that made me wonder who I'm fooling. I drive that route almost monthly between New Orleans, Little Rock, and beyond. I knew every mile after all of these years. Last Wednesday, I pulled out at 4 a.m. and crossed before the water at 5 a.m. I left Marble Falls at 3 a.m. this Monday, and by 11, was making great time with Lucha, racing south on I-55 with hardly an hour left before I hit the city. I'd been hearing from my son Chaco off and on throughout the morning because he was going to be driving north from New Orleans to Little Rock, and our paths were bound to cross somehow. He usually leaves around 9 a.m. His first call was slightly before that. There was a heavy fog in the city because of temperature changes complicated by swamp fires. He was being rerouted on I-10 to Baton Rouge, he said. I told him where he would pick up Highway 61, famed from Dylan's song about the highway running along the Mississippi River from New Orleans to Minnesota, and either join I-55 past Lake Pontchartrain and Lake Maurepas or keep going to Vicksburg and catch I-20 to Tallulah and then north. He called me again when he connected to 55. He said he'd lost about an hour on the detour. Next, I heard from him, he was at the Hammond mile marker around 30, and I was on I-55 south around mile 61. We might not see each other, but we would look and see and honk in 15 minutes or so. No luck, we missed each other. But then I saw a blinking sign that said I-55 south was closed to man check, which is about halfway across at a pass between the lakes. I jumped on I-12 to drive to Slidell and then go into the city on I-10. I then got another call from him. He had heard 55 was down because of huge wrecks on both north and south lanes due to the fog and smoke. Today, they're still unraveling the mess. There were 158 vehicles involved in accidents that stretched over a mile. Seven are known dead, and the state police are trying to see if others might be missing and lost in the water. I read about one driver approaching the crash who stopped and then had the presence of mind to jump up on the small median where he watched his car smashed and saw what might have been his fate. The crashes were first reported right before 9 a.m. Chaka was probably within 20 or 30 minutes of being right in the middle of this crash. We were both thinking the problem was lost time on the trip, not realizing how lucky we both were to have been spared by some mysterious providence. Math can compute the odds, but no statistics can explain tragedy. When there but for fortune go I. I'm keeping the window closed, and I won't open my dirty mouth, but none of us can account for unknown variables in the equation or just plain dumb luck or take comfort in hearing that sometimes your time has come. Yeah, maybe, but not if there's anything that all of us should do about it. Like, for example, in a super fog, which forecasters say only happens twice a year, closing off the twin span I-55 and Pontchartrain Causeway before the crashes rather than after the damage is done. Let commuters whine and business scream about lost work time. If, as the forecasters claim, it usually only happens twice a year, they can survive the inconvenience while everyone gets to walk away and live another day. This is Wade Bransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.